Get ready to enter the Thrive Time Show. 3, 2, 1, boom.
All right, Thrive Nation, welcome back to The Conversation, the Thrive Time Show on the exclusive podcast download, where we have an opportunity to sit down and do an exclusive interview with Michael Levine, the PR guru for Nike, Pizza Hut, President Bush, Charlton Heston, Nancy Kerrigan. He's just anybody who you can think of. If you just look at Michael Levine, he's represented so many Academy Award winners.
All of them.
He's just unbelievable.
Every one of them.
And so, Chubb, we're asking him about communication.
Right.
And why it's so important. And he wrote a book that is a powerful book. It's a New York Times bestselling book with a blue cover on it. And it's called Guerrilla PR 2.0.
Right.
Which I've read the book, and it's a phenomenal book. And he talks about communication. He talks about, can we make Charlton Heston more famous, and why branding matters. Could you explain the delivery or the intensity that the Thrive Nation should psychologically prepare themselves
for? Yeah, buckle yourselves up, because he's direct. He's going to come with it hot,
direct.
Right? But he's got some good stories. He's a good communicator. Yeah. As he's talking about, communication is the number one skill that you need in life to be successful.
Let me tell you a story about that man.
Go for it.
So I represented a man, a very brilliant comedy writer, and great guy. And he wrote many, many, many of the humor pieces for the Academy Awards. He was the chief writer for the Oscars.
Oh, wow.
You go out and see the Oscars, you know, and all that funny stuff. He was writing them. So I had lunch with him. I used to represent him and hadn't seen him in a while. We had lunch, catch up in Beverly Hills. And he's such a great guy, and I've known him so long. And I said to him, how are you? How have you been? I haven't talked to you in a while. How's the last year been for you? And he said, well, interesting year, Michael. It was a good year, interesting year, big year. I said, really, why is that? And he said, well, I had to fire my agent. I said, really? I said, oh, I didn't know that. I said, how long have you been with them? He said, oh, about 7 years. I said, you had to fire agent after 7 years. And I knew who the agent was, and I knew the agency that the agent worked at. And I said, interesting. Why did you fire him after 7 years? And he looked at me and he said, not a leader of men.
Not a leader of men.
Not a leader of men. I said, what? He said, hey, this gentleman, nice guy, worked okay.
Yeah.
Not a leader of men.
You talk about this in your book, and I want to bring this up because there's a lot of specific things. And if you're watching this, you just really need to go out there and get the book because it's
Grill
PR 2.0. Get it tonight, yeah. But you talk a lot in that book about how if you're an effective communicator, there's like different characteristics that are very common there. Some of the things is being confident when you speak, you know, and you have a lot of these characteristics that you can that you've really laid out specifically in the book. Can you just quickly talk about what it means to be a poor communicator?
One, not listening. Good communicators are good listeners by definition. Good communicators are very curious folks, by definition. Good communicators love and study language, by definition.
In your book, you write, you say that one will succeed in a PR campaign only if the perception fostered truly resonates with the public. What does it mean for the perception to truly resonate with the public in your mind? Like, what's an example of, let's say that I, like example, with Charlton Heston, in one of your books, you talked about this, of how he had a certain perception, and then you helped him get on Saturday Night Live, and that perception was changed.
Contemporized, that's all.
Can you explain to me why you decided to put Charlton Heston on Saturday Night Live, or why you approached him with the idea, or kind of how that...
Because Charlton Heston once asked me before he hired me what I could do to help him, to make him more famous. And I said, Mr. Heston, there's nothing I can do to make you more famous. You're already one of the most famous people in the world. I can't make you more famous, but I can make you more contemporary. Mm.
Did you ever watch the movie Ten Commandments?
I did.
To kind of cheer him on?
I thought that what it needed, I thought what his iconic brand needed was to be more contemporary. It just seems to me that publicity is a piece of the public relations puzzle. You know, getting, is all publicity good? No, no. I promise you, my good friend, if you join ISIS tomorrow, that's not going to be good for your company. That's not a good deal.
What?
You need to form a relationship with the left and right brain part of the brain of your clients.
Okay.
Logical and emotional. Anybody that says they don't need branding is someone who just doesn't get it. I don't know what else to say. I'm sure I could find something more acerbic to say, but they just don't get it.